Both Greg and Jim Nettles got their Major League Baseball start with the Minnesota Twins. Older brother Greg played for Calvin Griffith from 1967 to 69, and Jim followed up from 1970 to 72. That's where the similarity ended. Greg went on to be a six-time All-Star and two-time World Series champion with the New York Yankees, and Jim played for three other MLB teams before retiring in 1981. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Jim Nettles is 74 years of age now, living with his wife out in Tacoma, Washington, and he's back with me on Sports and Commentary. All right, Jim, why don't you share your faith story here a little bit on the show. Talk about how you and Jesus met and how he's changed your life, will you?
The thing is, when we grew up, we went to a local community church and didn't attend much after I got into high school and first got married. My wife married a wonderful Lutheran gal there, and we got to get back over, go to church, and I started going to church. But it wasn't a big part of my life, to tell you the truth, for the longest time. And I'm playing ball, and I'm thinking, baseball meant so much to me. And then I started realizing, baseball's not going to last very long. It's not going to last forever. I knew that, but then the reality started hitting me in my career. I think 1970, maybe 1980, I was with the Yankees in AAA, and we had this guy on our team, Marv Thompson, and he was a nice player, and a good AAA player, but he was never going to the big leagues. And although he was a good AAA player, he seemed like, this guy's the happiest guy I know. What do you know that I don't know, Marv? And he was always talking about the Lord and stuff like that, and I kind of hung with him a little bit. And he knows something, So he's kind of got me going thinking about Christ and stuff like that. And there was a couple other players on our team, Brian Doyle, that were very strong in their faith. And, the kind of guy says, geez, I like hanging with these guys. There's something about them. It's, the baseball's not the be-all, end-all, and it's kind of cool. And then, I met Mike Sweeney. What a difference that made in my life, And actually, I started going to church, and, of course, you probably know his story. He's the most devout Christian I've ever met. He's a Catholic, and he lives his faith. You ask him, hey, Mike, how you doing today? And every day, it's fantastic. Everything's fantastic every day. And, you after a while, you realize, Jesus, the people you hang with, and all these people are happy, and they know something that I don't know, that I learned. And the crowning thing came, you're always wondering, am I really strong in my faith? Do I believe? How much do I believe? And I was diagnosed about 15 years ago with prostate cancer, and you're going, well, I guess this is it, this is the thing. And I was, when you first hear this news, you kind of turned your guts inside out. And for about a day, I was just going, oh, woe is me. And then wait a minute. What have I learned? Give this to Christ. Let him be your guide. Let him just put this, get this burden off your chest. And I sat there one night and I prayed and I said, okay, Christ, I'm going to let you take over. And it was unbelievable. It was just almost within the same breath. It's just this wave of relaxation came over, relief came over me. And it was like, okay, what's going to happen is going to happen. And I'm going to let Christ, lead the way. And it was just immediate what happened. And that was a long time ago. And since then, I've been, I feel like I'm a changed person, been a happier person and everything else. And beat the cancer also. So that's kind of, how it started and then how it kind of picked up speed a little bit.
Yeah. And you and Greg are both prostate cancer survivors, right?
Yeah, it's funny because they tell you, it's not funny, but it's the truth. It runs in your family. I found it. I found out I had it. I called my brother and I said, hey, you better get your prostate checked. And sure enough, he got it checked. and found out he had the same. He had a beginnings of it also. And we said, you know what, we better call Paul, our oldest brother. He lives in Australia. We called him. He got checked, and he had the same thing.
Wow, wow. All right, Jim Nettles, former big league outfielder with me on Sports and Commentary, living out in Tacoma. But you have, I think, a Wisconsin connection, don't you?
You know, I've managed for the Oakland A's for 5 years in Madison, Wisconsin. I came to love that place, and the people in it were just the best fans that I've ever been around. We, you know, it was... That'd be an A-ball. I couldn't imagine a better place to be as a manager. Just met some wonderful people there. I lived with a man that kind of took us in, part of his family, and his brother, in fact, works for the I think it's a radio station in Madison. It's FM 103.5, and it's a Christian station. And it's Mike Powers, and he's probably know he's listening in to this conversation. But what a great place, and it's certainly a part of our life.
All right, Jim. Appreciate you spending all this time with me this week. Jim Nettles, 74 years of age. He and his brother Greg played in the big leagues back in the 1970s and into the 80s. God bless you out there. We'll maybe have a chance to reconnect down the road.
All right. Thank you so much, and God bless you.